And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley, as always. I'm sitting opposite Gerald Quigley. Hello.
Hello, Jo.
And also joining us, Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Hi there, Zoe.
Good morning all. Hope you're well.
Well, so now if I were to name the top five health challenges we hear most commonly here on the House of Wellness, somewhere in there I would say definitely we would put vertigo. Because, Gerald, we hear so often that people are challenged by this. It's a very common problem for so many people.
And as we will understand when we have our interview, it has enormous ramifications if it just can't be brought under control. And it's a quite serious thing. So it's... And as you say, people are frustrated that it won't, in many cases, just won't settle on its own. And we can treat symptoms often with some medications, but there's no, until you understand what's beneath the cause, it's very frustrating.
It's a feeling of dizziness. Mm-hmm. It's a feeling of loss of balance. It can mean it is caused by long-term health issues?
Yes, it can be. And it can be medication-related. There's all sorts of things.
Yeah.
And it definitely has such a huge impact overall. I mean, I've spoken to lots of my clients. It's changed the way they sleep. It's changed the way they eat. So getting on top of it and putting together a correct program to support that is really important as well.
I experienced it when I had COVID, actually.
Did you?
And it can be very debilitating.
It's awful.
Terrible.
Did you have nausea and things as well?
Yes,
that's
all
often
of that.
An accompanying issue.
And you hear people who have it long term that they have to basically just lie.
Yeah.
Lie still, which is that's not a quality of life.
No.
Yeah, I've got swimmer's ear and have always been prone to a little bit of vertigo. So it's really important. I take a lot of anti-inflammatories just to help to kind of support that. But as soon as I've got a cold, I can feel that feeling. It's not fun.
No. Well, Professor Stephen O'Leary, a senior ear, nose and throat surgeon at the Royal Victorian Eye and Ear Hospital, is going to be joining us to talk about vertigo, what causes it and what to do when experiencing its symptoms. Also, the AFLW season is upon us and sees four new teams make their debut. So we're going to be chatting to one of the top players in the Women's League, Bonnie Toogood, who's joining Essendon this season. It's the first year for Essendon. And I must say, I'm a huge fan of the AFLW because of what it means to a whole generation of girls who now for the first time, although it's been around for season six or seven now, but, you know, these girls are able to have the same dream that the boys who've always played footy can have.
It's brilliant. My little girl, we were watching rugby union the other day and she's like, "Mummy, look at those girls as well." So it's just gorgeous for an eight-year-old to normalise this. This is just so normal for them to be able to play every sport, get involved and just have fun.
Absolutely. So we're looking forward to speaking with Bonnie Toogood from the Bombers. Plus, Gerald, you're here to tell us about herbs and how they can help alleviate some of the ailments many of us may suffer, whether it's stress, anxiety, digestive issues. Looking forward to that because a natural remedy sounds good.
And looking at the rebalancing, Joe, getting things back to normal. So that's good.
Yes, as always, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 131 873, with any questions that you might have for your health. Both Gerald and Zoe are here to answer your questions. And next up, if you experience vertigo, what underlying conditions could it be pointing to? That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What if there was a way you could save young lives while saving the planet? Introducing Unlabeled, a range of cruelty-free, vegan and ethically sourced skincare products made from 100% recycled post-consumer waste plastic. But here's the best part. 100% of all profits from the sale of Unlabeled products go towards preventing youth suicide. So try Unlabeled the next time you need to top up your hand wash. It's just $8.99 at Chemist Warehouse and includes essential oils like lemon myrtle, sandalwood and eucalyptus. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Swiss Beauty Glow Range from $39.48 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131 873 is our number. Do keep your calls coming with any questions to support your health. In the meantime, if you have experienced the room spinning around you, feelings of dizziness or the sensation of losing your balance, chances are that you have vertigo, which can be a symptom of an underlying health issue. And it's very common according to the amounts of phone calls and questions we get here at the House of Wellness. Joining us on the line is Senior ENT Surgeon at the Royal Victorian Eye and Ear Hospital, Professor Stephen O'Leary. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Can you please tell us exactly what is vertigo? Because I think we use that term to say, oh, I'm scared of heights, I get vertigo, but it's not really that, is it?
No, vertigo is really the sensation that the room is spinning. But a lot of people use the word dizziness a little more generally again. They mean sometimes that the room is spinning, but sometimes just that they're feeling like the world's a little bit at sea and rocking. So usually many people will be a little bit confused. And the first thing a doctor will do is to try to work out which of those two things, like being on a boat or the room spinning, is actually going on.
There seems to be so many causes, but what do you mainly see is the cause for vertigo?
Well, there are many causes. And so as a doctor, or as a patient, it's very important that you get some help to sort out which of these numerous problems there are. The most important things first is that your GP excludes things like problems with the heart, or that can certainly cause problems. But then many people have an acute onset of dizziness for the first time and they don't know really what to do. And we as doctors are trying to work out whether that's a problem with the inner ear, which it often is, with a problem with the brain and how it's processing all the information that it gives you a sense of balance. And they're the main areas that we focus on.
Stephen, bear in mind the ongoing issues we have with COVID-related neurological issues. Do you think there is a connection between vertigo and COVID?
We haven't seen a lot of that, I must say. There's been some talk about whether hearing loss might be caused by COVID, but, you know, there's not been so much conversation about dizziness per se.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, I think one of the things we hear so often, Stephen, is when people call, they say, I've got vertigo, but I've been told there's nothing that can be done. There's a sense of helplessness and you just have to kind of tolerate it. Is that a fact or are there things that can be done for vertigo?
Well, it can be very difficult to work out exactly what's going on. And I think it's important for the listeners to just sometimes be patient with the doctors, because we take most of what we understand about vertigo from the person's story. And sometimes a person's story is very, very clear and very straightforward. And sometimes when we examine them, things fit nicely into one of the well-understood little boxes that we can put a label on and then we can treat in very specific ways. But not everyone's story is quite so straightforward. And it's those people that I think are difficult for both the clinicians and also, of course, particularly for the patient.
As a complementary nutritionist, often what we try and do is look at the lifestyle and sort of try to refine kind of what could be key exacerbators. I definitely have found links with allergies. I mean, obviously, increase of inflammation. But are there some lifestyle changes they should be adopting, in your opinion?
Well, firstly, it's important to know to get a diagnosis, if you can. Right. So there are some things for whom there are specific exercises to shake little crystals out of the inner ear, and that's what's going to fix you, right? So when it's something like that, it's a really good thing to know. Acute dizziness, of course, can on rare occasions be something quite serious like a stroke, and so that has to be excluded. But then a lot of dizziness is related to things like migraine. And then, of course, lifestyle factors come into play very, very fundamentally, as it does with Meniere's disease, another common disease of the inner ear that many people know about. In both those situations, if people are stressed or if they're having a difficult time, you can expect it's going to be worse. And similarly with Meniere's disease and allergy, there's some thought that that can be worse when your allergies are worse. But another way to think about it is that anything that puts your body under stress can really affect some inner ear conditions like Meniere's disease and particularly migraine.
Stephen, often the usual protocol is that you're given prochlorperazine or something to control the symptoms. But at what stage, if that doesn't give any improvement, at what stage does a person pursue more aggressive treatments or options? For how long should you tolerate the symptoms?
All right. Well, prochlorperazine is not a drug that anyone who deals with dizziness would use long term. It might be something that someone is given just for a matter of days to help them through an acute episode. So if you're stuck on a drug like that, that's when you should get some extra help, frankly. So we should think about those types of drugs as those that are going to just get people through a really acute episode in life, and it shouldn't ever really be the kind of thing that one expects to take long term. So that should be your trigger, if nothing else.
So what are the treatments then? What can we offer people who are dealing with vertigo?
Well, it's a really complicated area, so I'll be very brief about the main ones, okay? So firstly, when people have an acute onset of dizziness, it's often what we used to call labyrinthitis, or it's now often it's thought to be probably the nerve that goes to the balance organs that is affected. And that's really, people are getting a little bit better after 3 or 4 days, right? And if they keep getting better and they're in touch with their doctor, well, that's all good. That's possibly all that needs to be done for a lot of people. If it is a migraine-related cause, we look at lifestyle factors, and we also then, if that doesn't work, look at medications to see if that will settle down the Meniere's. There are all kinds of other treatments for Meniere's that a neurologist could tell you about, but we don't really have time for all of those right now. If it is a problem with the crystals in the ear, and if that's diagnosed, as it can be quite easily by lying someone down and watching their eyes move, well then, we just persevere with those types of exercises, either with a physiotherapist or with your doctor, and then you can expect that problem to resolve.
Good. Wonderful. Well, that's some options there for people to explore. We have actually got a phone call here with a question with regard to his vertigo. I wonder if you'd be okay to take this. Jimmy from Melbourne, hello.
Good morning.
Jimmy, what's your question about vertigo?
I've got a couple of questions I want to ask.
We only have time for one.
when I do like neck exercises, looking left and right, up and down, does that aggravate the vertigo or does it make it better?
Well, if it should make it better, right? Because practice, using your balance is really important to getting better. And if it's not making things better, there's probably something else to learn about the dizziness. So one of the important things about getting over dizziness is to actually have, often with a help of a physiotherapist, exercises so your balance can practice a bit like you do normal physical exercise. And that can really make the brain adjust to whatever has changed in there much more rapidly and get people back on their feet.
Well, thank you so much for all of that information. You have a great day, Stephen.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I think the lesson there is you need to investigate what's going on.
Yes, and interesting where Stephen said that medication I mentioned is only to be used short term. I know people that have been on it for years. Mm. I mean, so I just wonder how we educate in that particular regard.
Yes. Well, 131-873 is our number. Keep your calls coming. We'll get to your calls next.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Melrose MCT Oil Kickstart from $18.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Before we get to your calls, a shout out to all those participating in the City to Surf in Sydney today. I know some of our friends at Chemist Warehouse, Mario Tasconi and the team, are taking part, and it is such a fantastic event because it supports over 300 charities, including Beyond Blue, Blue, Black Dog and Are You Okay? Mm. And that's a really timely thing because, of course, we saw this week the very tragic loss of former NRL Premiership coach and player Paul Green, who took his own life this week. And, you know, it's devastating and very, very sad. Mm. But his death shines a light on a heartbreaking reality that so many Australian families face every year and, in fact, every day.
Yes.
And a reality that absolutely must be addressed.
Mm, it's definitely just normalising this dialogue, and particularly for men. I mean, they still, you know, women have this opportunity. We tend to reach out to each other a little bit more. We normalise that conversation. But for men, it's still not kind of normalised. So this really is horrible and horrific as this is. It really does kind of open up an opportunity for us to start talking more to all the boys out there and all the men out there.
Mm, yes.
Yes, and the more the better. And
more the better.
You know, get the blokes in a tribe, whatever you want to do. Just get a barbecue going, get a coffee shop going. Men shared this, but it's a matter of getting support from your partner to actually get involved. It's actually a query I get from women saying, my husband's retired, he's lost.
Oh, that's terrible. But check in with your mates. Yeah. Absolutely. We need to have the conversation, but just check in. Yep. Have a phone call with them regularly. It's a wonderful, Gotcha for Life have this beautiful philosophy around just being there for your mates and finding someone who is your mate forever. Check in with each other. Don't go it alone as well. Please do reach out for help. Of course, if you or someone you know is struggling, Lifeline 13 11 14 is the number there, lifeline.org.au or beyond. Beyond Blue, which is beyondblue.org.au, 1300 224 636. So if you or someone you know is struggling, please make sure that you check in with each other. It's so important.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to some calls. 131 873 is our number, and quite timely again, Rose from Melbourne. Good morning.
Hi, Rose.
Oh, hi. Hi, everyone.
How can we help?
Gerald, my son, 35, has had anxiety for 10 years, been on different medications. He's struggling at the moment. The only relief he really gets when he goes to gym. Mm-hmm. And I'm just looking to try and help him with something, maybe something more natural or something he can do just to, you know, help him out.
It is a real problem, Rose, because that age often need some direction and they need engaging with mates. And depending on the underlying issues, which probably you know more, in fact, than anybody, there's no simple solution. Mm. So lifestyle-wise, at least he's got his exercise. Terrific. Zoe will have some suggestions food-wise, because often when you're not feeling well, you'll look to problem foods and that accentuates the issue. But there's other than things like fish oil and which has been shown to help the results of any medications you might be taking, and making sure he takes the medications. And if they're not working, then he needs to liaise again with his GP. Encourage him to keep a diary, how he feels, what's happening across the day. Because often, again, blokes see the GP, they can't wait to get out. All they want to do is get in and get out, then they've ticked the box.
It's interesting, Rose, because often when a client comes to see me, first of all, I'll get them to do a blood test. We need to look at some baseline. We need to look if there's any deficiencies here. But there's huge research now that's looking at something called pantothenic acid, which is B5. So B5, it's one of these key B vitamin nutrients that actually helps with anxiety as well. We find it in things like shiitake mushrooms and white mushrooms. Like if you eat half an avocado, you're getting over 50% of your daily intake of B5s as well. B5, wild salmon, cauliflower, so incorporating those foods into the diet. But by doing a blood test, you're going to see if there's anything else that could be exacerbating the situation. And Gerald and I always talk about magnesium. It's a water-soluble vitamin, as is B5, so it needs to be taken regularly, morning and night at higher doses. But again, talk to your GP or talk to your natural health practitioner that can actually give you the support that you need. But good luck.
Gerald, is there a place for medicinal cannabis in this conversation?
Yeah, I was thinking about that as
No doubt. No doubt. Yep. The trouble is there's a lot of players in the market. No one's got the evidence yet. There is evidence coming, and I think in the next 2 years you will find some surprisingly effective extracts of cannabis which will make a real difference to a person's life. 2 years, that's all we
particularly
need.
Things like CBD, again, because it doesn't have the psychoactive component and the cumulative component that the THC products actually do.
So yes, all the best there, Rose. Don from Carlingford, good morning.
Hello, Don.
Yes, hi guys, thanks for a top show.
How can we help?
what can you suggest to help me through chronic fatigue, which strangely I get around 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. every day?
Generally, Don, you're in good health, are you? Blood sugar levels are okay?
Yes, I am. I had a heart test the other day. I'm only 85.
Mm-hmm. Young bloke.
Full heart test only last week. And the guy said, you've got a heart of a 20-year-old.
Okay.
Oh, nice one.
Now, a couple of suggestions. And the fact that you're up and about so early on a Sunday, well done you. From an energy perspective, Don, we often talk about ubiquinol. Now, it's not you're not going to be an Olympic baseballer within 2 days, but it helps generate energy at cellular level. And it doesn't interact with anything. The important thing is it might just give you that lift if you take 150 milligram in the morning, 150 milligram in the afternoon. And please let me know by email, houseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab. In 4 weeks, tell me what changes are going on.
Mm. It's quite interesting that you had those specific two times. So for me as a practitioner, I'd be looking at your cortisol levels and making sure there's not being triggered by cortisol. Also, again, Joel said blood glucose levels. We know that chromium is incredibly effective. It works on those insulin receptors as well. So that might be an indication. And obviously, eating regularly, we know that helps to stabilise any blood glucose levels. It's great for our energy components. Small, consistent eating over the day, I think, is best when it comes to consistent energy.
Good thanks. Luck. Yes, thanks for your call there, Don. After the break, AFLW star player joining the Bombers in their inaugural season, Bonnie Toogood, is joining us. That's after this.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Swiss Beauty Glow Range from $39.48 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number. Do keep your calls coming. With any questions to support your health, we'll get to those in just a minute. But meanwhile, the AFL Women's competition is about to start. And what's making it even more exciting this year is, for the first time, the inclusion of four new teams, Essendon, Hawthorne, Port Adelaide and Sydney, which means we have a full complement of all the teams with women's with the women's competition, which is exciting. Joining us on the line is Essendon Bombers player Bonnie Toogood, who was included in the 2022 AFLW All-Australian squad. So she's a true star. Welcome to the show, Bonnie.
Hi, everyone. It's good to be here.
Oh, I'm a huge fan of the AFLW. Collingwood supporter, hand on heart. I have to make that admission right now.
Problem, Bonnie. Problem.
That's an issue, but we can fix that.
Oh, work with me. It's hereditary. But you've gone across to the Bombers from the Western Bulldogs, which must be a dream come true because you are originally an Essendon supporter.
Yeah, it is absolutely a dream come true. She told little Bonnie at 8 years old that one day she'll play for the Essendon Football Club. I wouldn't have believed you because back then, obviously, we didn't have women playing at the highest level. But to almost come full circle and play for this great club, I'm very excited. I'm very proud and my family is also very proud.
Bonnie, I've got an 8-year-old girl who basically loves sport, loves being a part of it, and will often say to me, Mummy, I can never understand at the school carnival why the girls and the boys can't run together. She goes, because I know I'm going to beat them. It's just it's just fantastic to finally have all females represented in most sports as well. What position are you playing now?
So I would say I'm a utility. I'm predominantly down forward, have been for the past couple seasons, but whatever the coach needs from me, I'm happy to push up the ground. If I need to go back, I will. If I need to run through the middle, I'll give it my best shot. but I do like to be in the forward line. I'd love a goal celebration, so you'll find me there, but do like to classify myself as a utility.
Bonnie, as a wannabe hard-hitting sports reporter, what's your nickname on the field?
My nickname? Hmm. Well, Bonnie's pretty short, so it kind of is a nickname as is. Yes. I get Bon. My initials are BLT, like the sandwich.
Oh, you're right. With so chips.
Yes.
Yum.
It's great.
I get Sanger every now and then.
Good on you. That's perfect. I think Sanger's got to stay. That's got to stay,
that's
Bonnie.
Terrific. I've got to say, Bonnie, and my daughter plays footy under 13s, so she's really loving the sport, learning about playing as well as watching, and we love the AFLW games because the crowd is so inclusive. It's a very different energy to the men's. I love the men's as well, but there is a real sense of celebration and real inclusivity because you all are just so thrilled to be there.
Absolutely. I think we're incredibly grateful for the opportunity that we're finally playing at this level. And I think we're all taking it in our stride that we are role models for the up-and-coming generation, just not just girls being able to see women playing at the highest level, but also young boys to also see that we're doing what we're doing. And I completely agree. I think our crowd are really inclusive and almost brings you back to that community VFL
sure.
kind of feel. That's what Mum always says to me down back in the day down at Princess Park. So she says the exact same thing. It's that community feel and bringing all kinds of people back to the sport, I think, is what women's footy is doing at the moment.
Well done.
I read somewhere about your Nonna's ravioli, because obviously food plays, being a nutritionist, plays a huge component on pre and post kind of workout. Tell me a little bit, what are you doing when it comes to your diet? Any changes? Yeah. No chocolate anymore?
My pre-season and in-season diet is slightly different to my off-season. Now that our season's moved to this time of year, I'll be able to enjoy my two plates of ravioli at Christmas. That's where Nonna's ravioli comes in there. But yeah, I thought, I guess my first couple of years in the league, I thought that I did enough exercise to warrant that I could eat anything I want. But throughout my journey, I've realised as a professional athlete, there's good fuel and bad fuel, and there's appropriate times when you can have your lollies and your white bread with honey and things like that, which is around training and game time is when I can eat those kinds of things. But when I'm on an off training day or, you know, throughout the day, I'm eating relatively healthy, making sure I'm getting the right fuels, because what I've learned is that you put good food in and you get better performances on the other end. So took me a little while to figure that out. But now that I have, I'm really reaping the benefits of being a professional athlete and knowing what I need to do.
Wonderful. Well, Bonnie, yep. all the best with the season. It's so exciting yep.
well
to see
done,
the Bombers.
Well done, Sanger. We'll keep an eye on you.
It's great to see the Bombers join the competition.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm not sure about if Sanger should stick, but
well, yeah, I know. I'm driving that.
I love it.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Thanks so much, Bonnie. So, Zoe, very interesting there around fueling the body, yeah. and even with our kids who are playing so much sport and so active at the moment, have you got something very, very quick
just
that you can share?
A beautiful superfood hemp fruit ball. It's so easy. It's got a lot of dried fruit, figs, walnut, macadamias, Brazil nuts. You roll them up. I've also got hemp seeds, and you can put a hemp powder in it. Hemp's quite unique. It's got a full, beautiful, complete protein in it, and it's got the perfect ratio of omega-3, 6 and 9 for the human body. So what that's going to do, it's going to be a lovely sort of sweet treat, but super healthy and slow releasing, which is what we want, feeling and slow releasing.
Yes, because you don't want the dip in energy, because that comes with very cranky children.
Yes, yes, yes. No, we don't want that at all.
No. Awesome. Thanks, Zoe. Let's get to one quick call. Hi there, Colin from Sunshine Coast.
Hello, Colin.
Yeah, hi, Gerald. I got vertigo just over 12 months ago, and as a consequence of that, I lost complete hearing in my right ear. So now I'm on a waiting list for a cochlear implant. Mm.
But is your other ear functional, Colin?
It's about 60% hearing loss there. I've had that for a while.
Okay.
But my right ear just completely lost all hearing.
And was that sudden? Did you wake up and suddenly it wasn't there?
I woke up one morning and I was vomiting and the room was spinning, and ended up in hospital, and then came back to the Sunshine Coast, and then it was in hospital for about 5 days while they were trying to work out whether it was a stroke or many ears disease.
Yes, they're the investigations that go on. You can be comforted, though, Colin. There are some amazing experts in this regard on the Gold Coast. So, look, good luck, and let's hope everything works out.
Yes, thanks so much for your call, Colin. Next up, Gerald is going to bring the medicinal use of herbs and how they can help us. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When life gets overwhelming, calm your mind with Swiss Stress Relief and Sleep Range at Chemist Warehouse. The range includes Ulti Boost Calm plus De-Stress enriched with passion flower to support a healthy stress response in the body during the day. The Ulti Boost Magnesium Plus Sleep Formula is traditionally used in Western herbal medicine to relieve sleeplessness. Unwind with Swiss from $15.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Melrose MCT Oil Kickstart from $18.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
We have one more quick call here on the House of Wellness. Let's get to you, Joy, in Essendon. Good morning.
Hi, Joy.
Good morning, guys. Look, I've just been out of hospital. I went for a gastroscopy.
Yes.
And I'm still feeling what you might say the after effects, which yes. I don't know if they what you feel, like the bloated stomach yes. a little bit. And when I eat, I'm getting a few cramps.
Yes. Joy, it's a matter of eating simply. Make your foods very simple and small amounts only. So don't have a large meal, small amounts only, and keep well hydrated. And these feelings will settle.
Yes. Now, herbs have been used for medicinal purposes by many of the world's ancient cultures, and yet they're just as important today for people who take a holistic approach to their health. So as always, we have your expertise here on Gerald. Can you please share with us, how can herbal formulations generally assist with a healthy lifestyle?
Joe, I like to consider herbs as balancing or modulating. So there's no magic option. We take a medication or a prescribed medication and we expect usually an instant result. Herbs don't work like that. Sometimes you can fluke something in any sort of consultation, but we've got to remember that the basis of health is obviously good nutrition and good lifestyle and plenty of sleep and all of those things. But in many instances, the balancing effect of a herb can make a difference. It can work together with a medication, and it's important to seek some advice from someone who absolutely understands both sides of that equation, so we get the balance, the benefits and the balance, bearing in mind it's all about the health of the person who's taking them.
And it's so interesting, Gerald, in my practice, I mean, all the time, I'm obviously prescribing vitamins, minerals and herbs. And what I always recommend to my clients is there's a cumulative nature to anything that we take, but particularly when it comes to the supplements that we're taking. And people need to be consistent, obviously maintain the dietary and lifestyle changes that I'm ultimately advising them and hoping that they're doing. But it really does got to show with supplements, we get the best result when people are consistent. I always say 6 to 3 months to really see the result. And again, we can use benchmark testing. We can use blood testing to really kind of see what deficiencies it's supporting again. But I'm a big fan to see where the knowledge goes, because good supplements have got a lot of research behind them when it comes to herbs.
So Gerald, let's think about, you know, the various issues that basically modern day life brings that herbs can help us with, starting with, let's say, relieving or assisting with stress and anxiety. We've already spoken about that this morning.
And it's a very common issue at the moment, isn't it? And look, there's been lots of work done on the benefits of a very old traditional herb called ashwagandha. It helps in stress. So taken in the morning helps with stress across the day. Taken at night helps with sleep quality.
What about digestive health?
Well, our liver is a very hard working organ, and the herb there of choice is milk thistle. And for a very common issue called fatty liver, milk thistle does the job superbly, gets liver enzymes back in balance.
And here's something I have been struggling with, memory loss.
Well,
menopause.
A couple of ones. Look, the one of choice, again, a lot of work being done, is ginkgo biloba, describing the shape of the leaf. Been around for yonks. So ginkgo, but get some advice and make a difference.
And always read the label and follow the directions for use. We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Shake off the winter slumber and kickstart your fitness with Melrose Health MCT Oil Kickstart at Chemist Warehouse. Sustainably derived from organic coconuts, it's the perfect boost to help optimise a keto diet, delivering an instant surge of ketones to help fuel your body and mind. In your morning coffee, smoothie or by itself, it may help support fat burning, healthy weight management and cognitive and physical performance. Melrose Health MCT Oil Kickstart is just $18.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Swiss Beauty Glow Range from $39.48 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Thank you so much for joining us for the last hour. Of course, houseofwellness.com.au is our website if you after more information. question, head along to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab. Before we wrap up, I just wanted to give a little shout out to those who are a part of the Kidney Car Rally for Kidney Health Australia, which takes place every year. This car rally is in its 33rd year and their target is $400,000, and they left Cairns, they're going Cairns to Dubbo, they left Chinchilla today and they're arriving at the Gold Coast at SeaWorld today.
Kidney health is something which we really know very little about. It's one of these things that's a silent killer. I have a good friend who lost his little girl at 21 with kidney disease, and it's no fun. So the more we can do to create awareness, Joe, the better.
Absolutely. And this particular event is raising money for their kids and youth program. So you can head along and donate as well if you wish to kidney.org.au. So great, as always, Zoe, to have you on the show and to share this last hour with you.
Thank you, team. Great to see you all. I'm going to try and navigate my way home back to Bondi. It's going to be a little tricky.
Oh, the city to surf. Yes. Oh, to all those runners out there.
Good luck.
Yes. Gerald, as lovely
Joe,
as
let's
always.
Let's enjoy our afternoon footy.
Yes. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we will see you all next week. I get a good feeling, yeah.